This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
All right, Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal, the Connecticut Business Blend, the biggest story, really. I mean, I guess it's in Connecticut. Is this Pratt & Whitney strike is a big deal. And, you know, Greg, I was looking at it. I'm not pro or anti-union. I think they're really important. I think sometimes they go too far. But, I mean, I don't know what they want beyond what they were offered. So, I mean, they got basically anywhere from 9 to 12% over 3 years in salary increase. They get a $5,000 bonus when they ratify the contract. They get increases to their 401k and pensions. So what's not good here?
Yeah, and if you ask most private sector workers, if they got that offer, I think most of them would be very happy with that, given where wages have gone, over the last 5-10 years plus. They're not, the unions right now aren't really giving specifics on what they're looking for, other than they're saying that the offer so far is inadequate wage increases, weakened retirement benefits, increased health insurance costs, job security commitments. My guess is the health care costs, which, you know, Pratt hasn't really talked about what they're offering in terms of the health insurance costs. I'm sure they're going to be requiring workers to pay more for their health insurance, as is sort of normal these days in the private and public sector. The job security commitments, that's always a big one in these deals. My guess is the union's putting all these things on the table, but maybe they're really focused on the job security commitments or the health insurance side of it. But they want to put, from a negotiating standpoint, they want to put all these things on the table. But job security commitments have always been a big deal for the labor unions, specifically Pratt & Whitney unions. They haven't had a strike since 2001, so it's been a while. But there have been tough negotiations in the past, and the job security commitments have always been a big deal because Pratt could promise all these wage increases, but if they slowly continue to move jobs to other facilities, I guess it won't matter too much in terms of the union labor force in Connecticut.
Do you get a sense this will go on for a while?
I honestly don't have a great sense of it. Pratt said, as of last night and this morning, that they're not going to be making another offer right away. Certainly this will probably last a few days, but you got to get both sides back to the table. Another formal agreement there, and then another vote. So, it's probably going to last at least, I'd say, a week, possibly longer.
Now, what is, I don't know a lot of these names. This fintech story, we're talking with Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal. Daily Pay, Earn and Pay Active. Bridget, I don't know any of these names. So what's going on in this space, and what's the news here?
Yeah, so these are basically national financial technology companies. They operate in many states. A couple of years ago, Connecticut changed the law. So what these companies do is they offer early access. They're called earned wage access providers. Everybody gets their paycheck about every 2 weeks. Some people need access to their funding early. So what these providers do is they provide you access to a portion of your paycheck early.
It's like a payday loan.
So that's kind of a key part of the debate. Are they a lender, or are they providing you access to your paycheck early in exchange for a fee? So they don't do interest rate. They don't charge an interest rate. You're taking out a loan. What they do is they charge a fee for access to your money early. Whether or not they're a payday lender, the fintechs argue they're not. Consumer advocates argue they are. Connecticut changed its law in 2023, basically, that said these guys should be considered small lenders, small loan providers, which means they had to follow small lending rules in Connecticut, including that you can't lend out at more than a 36% interest rate or 36% APR cap. And the fees that they charge for their services were considered the interest, and it put a lot of their fees over that 36% range. And since then, they've all stopped pretty much operating in Connecticut. Consumers have been upset about that because they do get a lot of use in Connecticut and nationally. People use that early money to pay off transportation costs, mortgages, to buy food. So there is a demand for their services. So what's happening now is there's a compromise bill in the legislature that would exempt the early access wage providers from the 36% cap, but it would limit their fees at $5 per transaction or $30 per month. There seems to be some bipartisan support for that. Consumer advocate groups, however, are saying that that's not a good idea, that they should stick to the 36% cap and have to abide by that.
Well, I mean, yeah, for consumers, the $5 per transaction would be way better than anything double-digit percentages, I would assume. But just real quick on this. I've never seen the farmer's cow stuff, but just explain what it is and where we can find it.
Yeah, sure. So this group formed 20 years ago, about 20 years ago, and it's six Connecticut dairy farmers. Obviously, the farming industry has been hit badly in Connecticut, really across the nation. The number of dairy farms in Connecticut is just in the last 5 to 10 years has gone from 110 dairy farms to 85. So there's these six dairy farms that they basically formed a collective. And they launched the Farmer's Cow Milk brand, which is sold. And they sell milk and they sell eggs right now at Walmart, Stop and Shop, and a few other grocery stores, and they share the proceeds of that. In recent years, they've launched a development company. They've opened up two restaurants called the Farmer's Cow Cafe and Creamery. There's two locations right now, one in Berlin, and I forget the other town location outside my head. But what this group now is doing is they're raising $2 million to really significantly grow even further. They want to launch new product lines, including cheeses. They want to open up a few more restaurants. They're planning to open two more by the end of next year. This is kind of the dairy farmers fighting back against the market forces that have made farming in general difficult in Connecticut and across the country. And they think that banding together will give them more of a chance to survive rather than on their own.
Yeah, the other one's in Mansfield, and I like the cafe. There's Calfe. It's kind of fun.
It's a good market. Part of this is all about marketing and brand awareness too.
Yeah, and it works. All right, Greg. Thanks as always. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Brian.
All right, Greg Bordenero from the Hartford Business Journal. Again, the Connecticut Business Blend.